Tom Hennessy, St Union senior hurling manager, must be delighted there. Yous are back in another county final. Convincing 2-17-14 point winners, but it really was those two goals in the first half from Conor O'Grady and, of course, Kevin Keely. It was the platform for victory.
Oh, yeah, look, they were exceptional scores. I see these guys do this in training 2 and 3 times a week. And I was absolutely delighted for them that today, you know, early on in the group, we went to Buncrana, and Buncrana deservedly beat us. And, you know, that would have given them a lift. So coming back into the semi-final today, you know, you were always thinking, would we bring our A game? But, you know, I had no doubt from the warm-up on, I knew that our lads were on. You know, they were on point today. And
what was most impressive to me, I think Jack O'Loughlin scored all but two of their tally of 14. I mean, yous were much better, you know, spread. I think he said 6 contributors on the scoreboard overall. I mean, that there is kind of crucial. Very similar to Tanti yesterday. You need that spread, and you need those options and those threats all over the field. And I just felt yous had the greater options, you know, when it mattered today.
Yeah, you see, the thing is, if you don't have those options, it's very easy for teams to shut you down.
Yeah.
Because they'll just, you know, plank on one or two fellas and everyone else. But, you know, what we've done, you know, it's my third year involved, and we've been building year on year. We're looking at getting the lads to express themselves and, you know, not to be afraid to make mistakes. That's what we always say to my trainer, don't be afraid to make mistakes. Right? If you're not shooting, you're not scoring.
Of course.
Like, we went up to Buncrana, we shot nearly 22 wides that night. We'll come down here then. Last day in Bort, 317. Today, 217. And to be honest with you, 224, 225 wouldn't have flattered us.
Yeah.
You know, but look, it's still, we're in the final, but what a job we'll have, you know.
Of course, and it was very noticeable there was a few Setanta polo tops there at the entrance there to McCool Park. Very interested spectators today. Listen, I'm sure you're either there in person or you will have seen the video of them last night against Burt. Very impressive. But listen, Setanta need no introduction. We know all about them. Yeah. They're the kingpins here in Donegal. And listen, 3-13-13 points, I think, just came short last year. Obviously, their ability to find the net was the difference. It's going to be very interesting to see what you have learned between now and the final, you know, to bridge that gap.
Yeah, it's, look, in fairness to Setanta, they've, you know, they're the bar, they've raised the bar. And you either get up there and jump it with them, or you keep coming up short. And, you know, it's credit to them, they went out yesterday, you know, Burter, a proud club. And Setanta, you know, put up an impressive performance. But look, we'll just go away for the next 2 weeks. We'll train. We'll train hard this week. Taper off then, week of the final. And we'll be there. And please God, we'll give it a good rattle.